is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The French news agency AFP is reporting that dozens of Taliban fighters were killed in fierce overnight fighting between Afghan forces and militants who attacked multiple checkpoints in Kandahar. Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense said in a statement that Taliban militants attacked checkpoints in five districts surrounding the city of Kandahar. It said Afghan forces countered with heavy air and ground assaults, killing 51 militants and wounding nine. The ministry did not offer any information about casualties among government forces. A local official told AFP on condition of anonymity that seven members of a family were also killed in an Afghan airstrike in one of the districts. The Ministry of Defense said it was investigating the incident. AFP reported that the fighting lasted for several hours through the night, marked with continuous gun battles and heavy bombardments. The southern province of Kandahar is the birthplace of the hardline Islamist movement. And over the past few weeks, militants have launched attacks in districts on the outskirts of the city of Kandahar, which is the provincial capital. Chancellor Angela Merkel will hold crisis talks Sunday with regional leaders of Germany's 16 states to agree on tougher curbs, including the closure of shops ahead of Christmas as coronavirus infections surge unabated. The drastic measures hitting shops other than those selling essential goods would be imposed from Wednesday until at least January 10th, according to a draft by Merkel's office. Schools could also be shuttered, sending pupils into homeschooling, while companies are requested to allow employees to work from home during the period. Bavaria State Premier Markus Söder, who has been pushing for tougher measures, voiced support for this new plan. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The nation's first COVID-19 vaccine will begin to arrive in states Monday morning, U.S. officials said this weekend, after the government gave the final go-ahead to the shots needed to end an outbreak that has killed nearly 300,000 Americans. Trucks roll out Sunday morning as shipping companies UPS and FedEx began delivering Pfizer's vaccine to nearly 150 distribution centers across the states, said Army General Gus Perna of Operation Warp Speed, the Trump administration's vaccine development program. An additional 450 or so facilities will get the vaccine between Tuesday and Wednesday. Initially, about 3 million shots are expected to be shipped nationwide. Indonesian police say they have arrested a senior leader of the Al-Qaeda-linked JI network for an alleged role in the deadly 2002 bombings in Bali. A spokesman for the national police said he said the man was arrested on Sumatra Island on Thursday after spending nearly 18 years at large, and he is now being interrogated, and anti-terror investigators were searching his residence. A convoy carrying medicines and relief supplies from the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Ethiopian Red Cross Society has reached Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray province to help people affected by the fighting there. These seven Red Cross trucks carried supplies for hospital patients in the Tigrayan capital, Mekele, along with blankets, tarpaulins, and other items to help civilians displaced from their homes. Patrick Yosef, the ICRC's Africa director, said the aid was essential, particularly for hospitals and vulnerable people. In the first international aid to arrive in Tigray since the conflict erupted almost 6 weeks ago, the convoy was arranged in coordination with Ethiopian government authorities. In the United States, the nation's largest veterans organization and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are joining the growing calls for the ouster of President Donald Trump's Veterans Affairs Chief. This comes after a government audit found that VA Secretary Robert Wilkie acted unprofessionally in the handling of a congressional aide's allegation of sexual assault at a VA hospital. The national commander of the American Legion is urging Wilkie and several other top VA officials cited in the report to resign because of what they call violation of trust of the agency's commitment to not tolerate harassment of any kind. The VA says Wilkie, who has denied wrongdoing, doesn't intend to resign. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.